Welcome to Mucho African Radio. My name is Murat Nahimana, Mucho Radio Young Journalist and Black Diplomats Academy 2020 Fellow. On Mucho Radio, we share African descent stories our way, and we have on our show one of the members of the Black Diplomats Academy delegation to the second session of the UN's Permanent Forum on People of African Descent. Welcome, Denisha. So for those who don't know, who is Denisha?
I am Denisha Decius. I'm based in Montreal, Quebec. I am the program manager to the Black Diplomats Academy, and I took part in the first cohort in 2021.
What exactly is your position in the Black Diplomats Academy, and how does one get into the academy?
Yes, so I'm the program manager, basically setting up the curriculum of the academy. I also do all the outreach with the guest speakers that take part in our sessions and mentorship. I also coordinate and moderate the sessions that happen on a weekly basis. And for those who are interested in applying to the BDA program, the next application for cohort 4 will open up in late fall of 2023. So on our website, our socials like LinkedIn or Instagram, we'll be posting a lot about the application process once it's open. And it's a simple Google form to fill with some documents, but that'll be opening soon in late fall of 2023.
And tell us more about the BDA delegation to the New York, to the second session of the UN's Permanent Forum.
Yes, so our delegation was composed of 11 people in total, including myself. So we had myself, my colleague, Angelica Johnson-Baptista as the staff. And then we had three executive council members. So they were members who took part in the first cohort and now sit on the council. And then we had the rest was composed of the current fellows from this cohort. And it was very exciting that we were able to bring such a big delegation to New York. We were the largest youth delegation from Canada attending this conference. And we just wanted everyone who took part in the program to actually get a chance to see what it's like in New York and to see the discussions that happen at the Permanent Forum, given that a big part of our work at the Academy is centralized around this this forum.
And what was BDA's message to the PFPAD?
So our main goal was, as you know, we really want to build a youth secretariat to the Permanent Forum. So we hosted our own side event on the Monday, May 29th, one day before the forum started, talking about who we are as a program, what our work has been towards this upcoming session, and our goals of creating a youth secretariat and what that would look like. Throughout the week, we met with key stakeholders at the permanent mission of New York, of Canada to New York, and some of the UN members on the PFPAD. And we just kind of, you know, pushed that message that we really want to create this youth secretariat and increase youth participation. We were happy to hear that there was a lot more discussion surrounding youth this time around. So I think it's just one step closer to that, actually.
And since you've had the chance to meet so many important people, can you tell us about what are some connections you made at the conference?
We did have some side engagements with key stakeholders. So that would be at the Permanent Mission of Canada. We met, had a one-on-one meeting with Ambassador Bob Ray, the Ambassador of Canada to the UN, talking about our engagement and just the work we've done so far on the grounds and before ahead of the Permanent Forum. We also met with Minister Hussein as well, and ADM Andrew Brown from ESDC and some other members from ESDC as well, just talking about our work that's been in Canada, bringing it over to New York. At the conference itself, there was a lot of different themes and topics flying around. The important ones, you know, that we cared a lot was the theme of health, especially for Black youth. You know, mental health is a big thing as well for us that we care about. And when we did our survey for our side event, a lot of folks have emphasized this theme as a topic that's of interest to Black youth as well.
Can you tell us about some outcomes from the conference and how was BDA overall welcomed over there?
So I think the outcome was great. I'd say that it was very apparent, obvious that we were who we were. Once again, we were one of the largest youth delegations. So when we showed up at the conference, it was easy to spot us, and we were welcomed by a lot of people. You know, Ambassador Ray was very supportive, as well as Mr. Hussein. We've gotten a lot of accolades and compliments about how we were able to bring this many people to the UN and kind of just, you know, giving a visual to what BVA is. A lot of people already knew who we were beforehand, but actually seeing that visual of these Black youth from different parts of Canada speaking different languages and just getting along and actually being there and being able to participate it made it more tangible to see us there. And one of our youth, Edine Grandpierre, she was able to make a intervention on the floor on day 4, talking about health and justice for Black youth, and also the development of the youth secretariat. So being able to speak on the grounds at the conference is very a great success for us. Now, following the conference, we're actually doing a lot of work, meeting up with people who we've met there in person, just continuing the work and promoting our Black Diplomacy Global Summit in July.
That's awesome. And well, since we also have Vibia here, who's also a Black Diplomats Academy 23 fellow. Hello, Vibia. Would you like to share some of your experiences at PFPAD?
For sure. Yeah, I would say that for myself, being a Black person and a young person from Saskatchewan, being able to have like a front row seat when it comes to diplomacy is not something that we're commonly afforded in Saskatchewan. So being able to participate in something like PFPAD alongside my peers from across the country was an incredible experience. I would say like one of the most important things out of being able to participate was definitely being able to also see some of the different Black-led African descent initiatives that are taking place across the country, because oftentimes when it comes to community development work, you can easily feel siloed or like you're needing to reinvent the wheel somehow or come up with initiatives on your own. And when you're able to connect with so many leaders who have been through the trenches before and have an amazing amount of like wisdom to impart to you, it makes it so much more motivating to then come back into your own community and take that and continue on with the work that you're doing. So yeah, PFPAD was an amazing experience.
And you also got the chance to run into the Honorable Michaëlle Jean. So how was your interaction with her and seeing her again?
Yeah, that was very full circle for me. So I had like to whoever's been able to listen, I've been sharing the little fun fact about how, you know, I had the opportunity to briefly meet her at like a public engagement event, like way back in 2005, when she was visiting on a tour of different cities here in Regina, Saskatchewan. And at that time, the whole reason why it was so significant to meet her at that age, so I was in kindergarten back then, was because my parents wanted to really, you know, share that message of how important it is to have people that look like us in leadership positions. And also that even if it might seem inaccessible at that age or for the time periods, it was still within reach. So being able to then meet her through BDA, like years later, and being also amongst like other young people who believed in the same idea that yes, regardless of the barriers, we are making our own paths to be able to access these spaces and make them our own, wasn't incredible. And she's also an amazing individual as well, apart from her many accolades too. So it was really great to be able to meet her on that level and to really hear as well, you know, from her perspective, the importance of something like the Black Diplomats Academy. So that was just an amazing experience again overall.
Mm-hmm. And we can't talk about BDA without mentioning its fearless leader, Candace, who made this all possible. And I would like to know how much Candace means to you as a fellow, because we know that she is always moving, you know?
No, for real. She is always moving. But I think that people like Candace really are the embodiment of what progress looks like, especially in like the Black Canadian landscape. Because for myself, as a social work graduate, going through social work education was tough at times because I wasn't necessarily 100% drawn into taking the clinical route of social work, which most people are familiar with in the sense of doing like a child welfare work perhaps, or being like a counselor and that sort of thing. I was really drawn to policy work and community development and kind of looking at things from a macro scale and trying to solve problems from that perspective, but not necessarily having individuals in my life that were necessarily doing that work or doing it in a way that felt accessible to me. I was just kind of like poking around in the dark and saying yes to opportunities as they presented themselves. So coming across the Black Diplomats Academy through Candace's work and like reading about her background and how she realized that there was this gap and took it upon herself to create programming not only that would open doors for other people, but that was also like authentic to her own interests, was just like, wow, like people are making something out of nothing. Like they're really like, she was able to do something that in my mind, although it like made sense, I hadn't seen done before to that scale. So yeah, being able to connect with Candace has just been really amazing. But also for me, it's like a really big sense of alignment for knowing that like there's people out there who are interested in what I'm interested in and also willing to lead the way. So yeah, I love Candace. She's amazing.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Vibia. And Anisha, one last question. What's in store for the 2023 BDA fellows? What's the next step? What can we look forward to?
Well, they're going to be very busy. I see Vivia is listening in. They're definitely going to be very busy, that's for sure. You know, following this, I think our impact or our presence has increased, especially at the Permanent Forum and, you know, within the government as well. So we do have folks who are looking forward to hearing our report that's coming out following the PFPAD. But also a big part of that is going to be the working papers, right? So as of now, the fellows are currently doing their working papers. There are four topics that align with the four themes of our summit from July 27 to 30. And those papers will be presented as well at the summit. So we're looking forward to having those papers written up and reviewed by some folks who are in the government. We even have one member from the PFPAD who has agreed to review one of the papers as well. So once that's all done, when they present it at the summit, that'll be very interesting to see the outcomes. And I will say, you know, even the it's been a reoccurring theme, you know, the papers that were made into the first year and the second year are always circulated as we speak. At our side event, we did present, we mentioned briefly our papers and we had a lot of folks who wanted to read those. So I think it's what makes BDA legit, right? We have a lot of research in the background and we have a lot of documents to uphold the things that we've been doing in our academy. So that's one big thing for the fellows. And following that, we'll have the summit itself where they will be having their presentations and we'll get a chance to have their one-to-one mentorship following the summit. So they're going to be quite busy in the summer, but looking forward to it. I know that our fellows, we have a really bright group of 25 young Black professionals, and they're all very, like, I'd say all the fellows here deserve to be here. And the groups that they're put in, we're looking forward to see the work that they've done because we know that they work really well together. So that's what's next.
And do you think that building an African radio is important for the community?
Yes, most definitely. I think it gets the information out there. I've been following Mutual Radio for a while and I get to see different, you know, folks like ourselves who have these different initiatives and seeing what they're doing in the community is great. Especially with, you know, the International Decade and the Permanent Forum, just trying to connect everyone across Canada who's of African descent is very important because I've never felt this much connected until within the past 3 years or so. And that's only when I started to join the Academy, join Dalit's work and meet some other folks who are in the same realm of work. So I think that radio is important because it passes the information along and maybe folks are able to stumble by it when they're just browsing the internet. So I definitely think it's important.
Well, thank you for being with us on Mutual African Radio, Danisha and Vibia, and I wish you guys all the best.
Thank you.